You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headphones or earbuds, whatever you are using to listen to this program, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I'm your host, Ryan Andrews from JaysTurnToCouch.com, and I am back on consecutive days. I told you we're rounding into mid-season form. I meant it. And today we're going to do something we haven't done in a while, and I know it's not Friday yet. Friday's a little way off, but we are going to have some fan reactions for y'all. Specifically in regards to arguably the best player on the field for the Blue Jays in last night's game in Montreal against Milwaukee. So we'll talk about him in the second half of the program. But I just wanted to talk about it generally, what happened in Montreal and just kind of what it means going forward for this team as it gets set to kind of pare down the rosters a little bit and move into the season. So, from just a general standpoint, it wasn't great last night. It was a 10-5 Milwaukee win. For most of the players who actually got in, you know, this is final tune-up, so you're not really taking anything concrete away from it. But the pitching, like the guys who were kind of in the mix to get that last slot on the pitching staff, a couple of them pitched last night, and I feel we should talk about them a little bit. Just because this, again, this is the last bit of evaluation fans and Blue Jays members can really do heading into the season. So, last night's starter was San Gavilio, as expected, given the roster that was released by the Blue Jays. Gavilio did all right. I mean, he had his stuff working. The Brewers seemed baffled by it, mostly because they probably haven't seen Sam Gavilio pitch, which that's how Sam Gavilio works. Once you face him once, you usually kind of figure, oh, okay, this is what this guy's about. And then that's when, you know, balls start flying out of the park on him. But for a team that was relatively new to facing him, Gavilio did all right. Just allowed the one run, which, again, you know, it is still technically spring training, but Lourdes needs more work. We'll say that's a takeaway from last night too. Lourdes, his bat is fine. His bat is doing great, even with the outing he had last night. But he's gotta be better. 2019 is all about working on Lourdes Gurriel's fielding. And yeah, that was an unfortunate blight on Gavilio's night. But other than that, again, he looked good. He looked like he wants to stay in the major leagues. So that outing will do a big thing to really help him do that. The problem was the bullpen and a couple of arms. One already locked into the bullpen, another trying to make it into the bullpen. They had a rough night last night. And we can touch on Jason Adam right quick first. Adam didn't look great. He served up that home run to Travis Shaw, which Shaw hits home runs. I mean, that's natural, but just that's the problem with Jason Adam is he has this strikeout stuff, and when it's on, it's electric, but he does give up those hits. When batters are able to find that ball, they do get on base a lot, and Milwaukee has the best to be able to compound that damage, as seen with the Shaw home run. And you know the Yankees and the Red Sox, and yeah, even the Rays are going to be able to take advantage of that. So to have a guy who, you know, essentially pitched like Marcus Stroman did last year in, you know, letting these guys get on base and then compounding the damage with mistake pitches like the one to Shaw, that's not great. That's not really what you want to see from a guy who's going to be in your bullpen. And then Tim Mayza, again, Mayza looked good. when his stuff was on. Got both his outs via strikeout, so that's a plus. But again, just giving up pitches that get absolutely rocked. His nemesis was Yasmani Grandal, but again, he's the only lefty in the pen. He can't be doing that, especially if Charlie Montoyo is going to start experimenting with what they did in Tampa Bay to keep lefty relievers on, which is have him play first base. He's still got to be effective enough to get those lefties out. So, you know, when you see outings like that, it makes you wonder, like, the Blue Jays have such confidence in Mesa as their only lefty. Do they need to go and try and find another one? Like, either via the waivers or free agency, like just to try and get another arm in there, because the only other option is Thomas Pannone, and I still think the Blue Jays want him to be a starter, so he's probably going to be in Buffalo to begin the season. So it just makes it difficult to try and work with kind of a limited bullpen. Now some of the limits were good. Last night, Elvis Luciano had his second straight scoreless outing, which is great. You do want to see that as he's starting to come in a little bit. Makes it easier to keep him. Biagini got out of it scoreless. Ken Giles was perfect, which that's what you want to see out of Giles. So there are positives, but again, you're kind of trying to fill out those final slots, especially with the uncertainty with Bud Norris, with Ryan Tepera, and it wasn't good for the fringe candidates in that regard. We'll see what happens tonight in the second game to see who else comes out and who really takes this opportunity. And apologies to Jackson McClellan, who really took it on the chin last night. That was brutal. That was a brutal inning to watch. And I feel for the kid. He'll get another shot at some point, but that was just rough. So we will talk about the big star from last night and get to some of your thoughts from Twitter. But first, let's talk about Blue Chew. Yes, let's talk about Blue Chew. Blue Chew, it's blue, like the color blue. It's the first chewable pill that works with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So, you know it's going to be effective, and you can take it anytime because it's chewable, so you're not waiting for it to dissolve like a pill. But if you are looking for a performance enhancer that won't get you blacklisted from the Hall of Fame, try Blue Chew. It's prescribed online, ship straight to your door, so you don't have to go out in public and, you know, be like shifty-eyed all through the pharmacy so people know what you're doing. So you can avoid all that awkwardness. It's made in the USA, and if you visit bluechew.com, you can get your first shipment free when you use your special promo code MLB. You pay the $5 for shipping, but it comes right to your door. So again, that's bluechew.com. Blue is in Blue Jays. Promo code MLB to try it for free. It's a better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, so star of last night's game, There's no question who it was for the Blue Jays. It's Bo Bichette. Bo Bichette was all over the place last night, and he made the best play of the night when he scooped up that grounder off of Oswaldo Arcia. And I don't think even the cameraman thought he had a chance of getting him out, because all the replays I saw just didn't even have Arcia in the frame. They're just like, oh, this is done. But It was an amazing play. It is the Vlad home run so far for the Montreal series. It's seeing Bichette just somehow get to that ball and like basically just bailed Corey Copping out. And, like, that set the tone for Copping. Like, after that, it's just psh, psh, whatever. But I did see a lot of fans on Twitter being like, you know, call Bo Bichette up right now. Have Bo Bichette start. Like, it's not going to happen. As we talked about on South of the Six on the weekend, it's not. It's just not in the cards. I mean, it's why Freddie Galvis got a 1-year deal. Bo Bichette is still raw, despite the plus 400 batting average in spring training, still needs time to work. So you're not going to see Bo Bichette this year, especially not while the Blue Jays can still manipulate the service time and be able to, you know, have him under control for those extra years. So it's just not going to happen. But I did want to read some thoughts after I said on Twitter that, you know, enjoy watching Freddie Galvis in 2019 is what he's here for. So some of our regulars got in on this. Liz at Biggles14, just a very loud boo. You know, play the kids, they said. I like Freddie, but Bobo has stolen our hearts. And I can see that. I can see the desire to play the kids as well. But again, you don't want to rush these guys. You don't want to throw them into the fire, especially in a season that you're not trying to do anything. Let them stay in Buffalo and let them work stuff out there. And then 2020, have them up, have him be everything that Troy Tulowitzki wasn't in Toronto, and just enjoy that. Jay's Train to Rain agreed. Freddie's a great player. Sure, Bo will be up in 2020, but don't rush the process. I think that's a key thing to figure out. Like, this is a plan. It can't be accelerated just because of a flashy month. And Carrie, at Carrie_823, Galvis is a great A. Great ad. You know, truly an everyday player. In-game interaction with Vladdy and Gurriel was great to see. I think that's an underrated part of Galvis signing, is because he is that veteran that Marcus Stroman was talking about. He is that guy who can help the younger kids, you know, prepare and deal with what it takes to be an everyday player. He's the only guy who's played every day in the past two seasons. So to have that kind of presence there can only help. And Bo said he's learning from Freddie Galvis, so he's still, you know, kind of figuring things out. It's a lot harder for a position player to make that leap from AA to Major League Baseball. Only the real greats can do that. Juan Soto managed to do it, but his cases are rare. You know, pitchers, I mean, they pulled Matt Boyd from AA, so whatever. But no, Bo can use the extra year in AAA to get acquainted with the kind of Major League pitching he's going to see on a regular basis and, you know, get Buffalo a title, because Lord knows the Sabres aren't going to give them one anytime soon. Or the Bills. Oh, Atlantis, have mercy on the Bills. But yeah, that I think is the plan. Matt Parkinson's very excited for Freddie Galvis. So good work, Matt. You lovable troll, you. But yeah, it was encapsulated perfectly by Mike Burke on Twitter. Bo will be up in May 2020, just on the right side of the service clock for the club. His guess is the year after that is the same for Kevin Smith and Nate Pearson. And I actually think Kevin Smith gets a little lost in that. Like, Smith's hitting as well too, and he's probably a stronger candidate to take over second base eventually and shift Lourdes Gurriel to that kind of utility role. And it's going to be tough to kind of juggle all these guys that are coming up, but that's a great problem for the Blue Jays to have. They have not had this problem ever, so it's going to be exciting to actually see how they handle it and how they try and figure out what they're going to do with all these prospects. So that's where I'm going to leave this conversation for now. Again, thank you to everyone who replied on Twitter. Liz, Train, Carrie, Mike, Matt, again, thank you all so much for your comments. We'll try and have a proper Fan Friday on Friday. So look forward to that. But until then, that brings us to the end of today's episode of Locked On Jays. Just a reminder, if you are not subscribed to this podcast, I don't know why, because, I mean, listen to me. I'm awesome. So if you're not subscribed, you can do so on Himalaya, which is a great new podcasting app that curates playlists for you. So check that out. You can do it on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Spotify. Was a little excited to see my name on Spotify. Not going to lie. Also, through the magic of technology, if you want to listen to us in the car on your way home during your commute, I mean, 20 minutes, just tell your smart device, whatever you use in a car, hey, smart device, insert brand name here for a deal. Play Locked On Blue Jays. And it will play Locked On Blue Jays for you because we live in the mystical future that, you know, doesn't have jetpacks but has smart computers basically everywhere you go. So take advantage of that. Get your fix of Locked On Jays or Locked On MLB, whatever you want to listen to from the Locked On Podcast Network. There are so many options. You could binge watch binge listen to baseball all day. So that's your call. Anyway, for everyone here at the Locked On Podcast Network, I've been Ryan Andrews at Jason Couch. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode, and y'all take care.